goes out to Crystal Lee. If you ever been in love, then you know how I feel. If you ever been in love, then you know how I feel. If you ever been in love, baby, like a drug, come and get a hug, baby, love me like you trust I'm the man. Gonna give you what I can. I'll be sitting in the city looking pretty with my
hello
man.
People of the earth,
good life. Baby, tell me how you feeling. Can
this
we kill in lights all night? I want to feel your life.
And of course,
all right,
this is I want to feel your thighs.
Maybe
Houston.
Baby first we could chill.
Welcome
outside.
Back, thanks for joining us.
Up life. See, now we feel all right. Now we know we.
So what do we have on the agenda for today?
Okay, first of all, thanks for tuning in, and we just want to remind you guys that not only do we broadcast here on Righteous Hustle, please look us up on YouTube at...
Yeah, our YouTube channel is Love Radio. Just search Love Radio. It's a YouTube channel.
Yeah, to be more specific, if you type in Love Radio Houston at the end, it's going to go straight to it. Because just Love Radio is going to take you to some clips from... Love Radio in like China.
Oh, well, you can just type in Love Radio Houston episode number whatever. This is episode number 2.
Yeah. Also, don't forget that we do feature underground artists. So all you have to do is send in your music to
loveradiohouston@gmail.com.
loveradiohouston@gmail.com.
We'll respond as soon as possible.
Yes, and we not only play your music on the station and we provide your contact information, on the YouTube channel, we play your music and we post while your music is playing your information so our viewers can contact you if they want to.
So we post all your social media handles. So it'll be your Instagram, whatever you send us, it'll be posted on a little clip while your music's playing. So if they want to, they can look you up right then. We'll also give you a social media shout out at the end.
Yeah. So just providing another platform for you to share your art and your talent with the world. Because, of course, this is Love Radio Houston. Mm-hmm. But don't forget, you're listening to...
Hey, this podcast is brought to you by Righteous Hustle Entertainment. Check out the hilarious past episodes of Righteous Hustle anytime, on demand, on the station.
Okay, welcome back.
In case you guys did not recognize the beautiful woman next to me, it's because she decided to grow her hair out.
Yeah. Now, this is me, Crystal Craven. And I said last show that the weather here is getting cooler. And I have a haircut, which sometimes my head gets cold. So, you'll be seeing me change my look, change my hair. I absolutely love changing hair. That's just one of my outlets, my creative outlets. I absolutely love it. So this episode, I forgot this hair's name. I have a hat on too, because it's a little nippy. It's a little nippy out.
So her hair is a form of her art. She expresses herself through the many voluptuous hairstyles that she decides to display to the world. Anyways.
Oh, but wait, like my brother says about his wife, he was like, he gets a new wife every so often.
Yeah.
You think so too?
Well, I'm happy with the wife I have. So.
Great answer. Great answer.
It's just you with different hair.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're going to an artist y'all will probably recognize from last week, H3. We're going to play his song called This Is The Day. So everybody, check this one out.
Yeah, Timothy McGee, H3. H3.
This is the day the Lord has made.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice in it.
This is the day.
This is the day.
It's H3, Mr. Head held high. Why they call you that? Well, I'ma let you know why. This time last year, man, I almost died. Shot in the head with that big 4-5. On the hospital bed, heard the voice of God, that's exactly what it said. Purpose, purpose on your life. Get down on your knees right now and see Christ. So I get a game up in the street life. I wanna follow you, Lord, help me live right. So this the day that I'ma choose you. Hold you tight, cause I never wanna lose you. You're all I got, you're all I have, righteous. I cannot do it on my own, help me fight this. Demons attacking me while I sleep. I'm dying on my knees, seeking you for peace.
This ain't no joke, this ain't no nursery rhyme. We giving thanks to the Lord above. We giving shout outs, showing him love. Telling you to give him the praise and giving him thanks for this is the day.
This is the day.
This is the day. Welcome back. That song was definitely an example of how I get on my soapbox for a second. You know, I just don't care for the line between, you know, either you're a Christian rapper or you're a secular rapper. So, and coincidentally, my husband did address that this week on the Amanda Sapp Show here on 102, the amazing 102.5 FM radio station. But again, that was H3 with This is the Day. But speaking of your week,
I was on the Amanda Sapp Show. Yeah, that's 102.5 FM. So Amanda Sapp and DJ Nightcap were interviewing me. DJ Nightcap asked, since my name's Cross King and I was speaking about God a lot, he asked if I was a Christian hip hop artist. And so, you know, I stated no. Basically, that's not how it works for me. I don't make Christian music, but I'd really like for y'all to go tune into the episode to see what I actually answered. So I'm not going to give it right away. But anyways, go check it out. It's on YouTube, I believe. And also you can hit them up on Instagram at The Amanda Sapp Show, at Amazing 102.5 FM, at DJ Nightcap, Nightcap, Cap with a K, N-I-T-E-K-A-P. Anyways, yeah, it was a good time and lots of love shown there. So we love doing shit with Amanda Sapp, for sure.
Yeah, yes, really. She's a pleasure. And also, I like to mention or remind Cross King that one of the people who were on the show when we were on there was this group who provides, or their call is,
they're bringing awareness to domestic violence.
Thank you. Yeah. I was searching for words.
That's what it is.
Yes. And, of course, Cross King had something to say about that on the show. His experiences with domestic violence, because the topic and the point was brought out of how men also are victims of domestic violence.
For sure.
So, like Cross King said, go check out the show so you can see his responses on that. And I also like to mention that the Domestic Violence Awareness event is this weekend. Actually, it's The Secrets, No More Secrets, The Secrets of Domestic Violence Revealed. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here in Houston, Texas. And the host for the event is the one and only Amanda Sapp. It's going to be held at, if you're in the Houston area, 12355 Fundren.
So they're going to have a couple of different speakers. And, you know, it's not only about domestic violence. It's also about human trafficking and a lot of very good causes. So, yeah, it's definitely something to go check out. For Sheezy.
The next song
is Whatever You Want by Big Stinger. So it's another one for the ladies.
I know my reggae fingers, my reggae roll fingers.
And I'm doing my imitation of Crystal.
Ooh, that's how we got married.
Anyway, enjoy. What is up, H-Town and the rest of the world? And what is up?
All right, we're back. That was
Hey. Girl, as long as you would wrap your arms around me, baby, I don't care what the people say. I'm giving you whatever you want. Conversation at the dark. I'm really trying to get it. I'm so committed. Not just trying to hit it. Girlfriend, I'm with it. Know you got feels of pain. Got some feels of rage. Put a smile on your face. It's a better day. Jimmy Stephen came through. Not just for play. I'm real all day. And I'm not what I say. If you wanna roll with a king, baby, let me know. We can do our thing.
Women, when we attended the Texas Black Women's Expo,
Cross King concert,
I got that. Lord, I got the chance to meet this phenomenal woman. Her name is Misty Bishop. She is the founder of Love, Spirit, and Truth Publishing. And also, she's a fellow, alumnus of Texas Southern University.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
No way.
Here in Houston, Texas, in the heart of Houston, Texas, that's my alma mater. She was there with the booth. She and her husband, they have some amazing art pieces. And I noticed, I first started talking to their son who was there doing some sketching. So I got to talking to him and it was so funny.
Now I know who this is.
It turns out that he actually is a high school student. I believe this might be his freshman year or something, but he's a high school student and he attends the high school that I graduated from in spring. Houston, Texas.
So, dude's art was crazy. They had it on stage behind me whenever I was performing. So, there was like Michael Jackson stuff on there. And so, there's a little clip on my Instagram of me getting interviewed by Amanda Sapp. You can see that artwork behind us, and that's awesome.
Beautiful pieces. Beautiful pieces. Now, they have an event coming up. It is the Love, Spirit, and Truth Publishing. They're presenting the Expressions of Colors from Mac L. Bishop III. It's on Halloween night, October 31st.
So anybody who doesn't have plans on Halloween, this is where you need to go.
Yes, it's at 7 p.m. at the Martini Blue Jazz Cafe. That's 3101 Fountain View Drive here in Houston, Texas. There will be a buffet, a live band, musical performances, and also, of course, it's an art show, so there will be art pieces on sale. And for every purchase, they do make a donation to a survivor of breast cancer, because October is Breast Cancer
Awareness. That's dope.
Yes, yes. So tickets are available at Eventbrite. At the door, it's a $25 entry fee. So it's a worthy cause. You should totally back it. Go get you some beautiful pieces. Check out the Instagram. Mm-hmm. And posting on yours.
Check out my Instagram.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to see some of that artwork. Put on your pink t-shirts and bow ties and go buy you some art.
Right. Yes, please do. Okay. Now, that note. Oh, and don't forget, we're going to post the flyer for it, FYI. So. Because the address, I have it. Let me see. It is, of course, their information is Love, Spirit, and Truth Publishing. And maybe at the end of the show, I'll give their website. And if you look up Eventbrite, if you're looking for the tickets, that's what you push in. That's what you type in. Love, Spirit, and Truth Publishing presents the Expression of Colors. Okay.
Express yourself.
Yes, yes. Beautiful pieces. Beautiful pieces. And I am not biased because they represent my alma mater. Oh, but her son,
I saw the art too. That's good.
Yes. Her son, it was so funny. Her son graduated from the high school, attends the high school I graduated from. We're way on the other side of town in Houston at the NRG Stadium. And so I'm chatting with him, and I find out, of course, he goes to my high school, my old high school. So I tell him, I said, wow, this weekend is actually, I think you're celebrating my 20-year reunion. And he said, your 20-year birthday? And I just, I was tickled pink. I laughed out loud and I said, God bless you, child. No, 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 no. Actually, it's been 20 years since I graduated from high school. So he said, what? Yes, a big shout out to all my Westfield High School class of 1998 grads. We're 20 years strong now.
They were having a beauty contest there. They were saying age with beauty.
Yes, it was, 60 over?
Yeah, 16 over.
16 over, yeah. Women. They look really good. Would you agree? Oh, please. I don't know why he's trying to sit here in front right now.
I mean, they looked nice. They for their age. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Some of them was kind of like, okay. That's how old you look to me.
Okay.
Nice. But you dress nice.
You all can't see my side lip face. He was there. He was like, what? She's this age? Wow. Yeah, now he's trying to front like he would not rest. Whatever.
I'm just looking at you right now.
Yeah. No. He always trying to butter me up to get me over stuff. And it works every time. So he needs to keep it up. All right, let's hear a word from...
Hey, this broadcast is brought to you by Righteous Hustle Entertainment. Check out the hilarious past episodes of Righteous Hustle anytime, on demand, on the station.
Canada legalized weed. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it did.
Smoke weed every day.
That's what I'm talking about.
She is so excited to get that out.
Anyways, so now we have an update on that. We got a little clip from the good doctor
updating you
on the Canadian news.
All right, here we go.
Hey, friends, this is your news update. Now, before you go to Canada and buy some marijuana, there are three things you need to know before you go for some legal weed. There are rules. It is not a pot free for all. You must follow local laws. The new federal law sets a 30 gram limit, 1 ounce of weed. City governments may have other rules where you can consume it. Driving under the influence of drugs is still 100% illegal. Don't bring weed back to the United States. I'm going to give you some instructions for those of you who are going to be smoking weed or cannabis, on how to roll a joint. The first thing you want to do is cut a small strip of heavy, thick paper, and you need to fold it or roll it to form a filter. The next thing you need to do is fold a rolling paper, the glue side up, and place the filter at one end. Then you want to add the cannabis or weed, and then you want to roll up the paper and lick the glue to seal it. The end that you light is opposite the filter, and there you go. Now you're ready to go. So you might as well get ready, because you finna have the munchies. So have you some snacks around so you can munch on. And that's your news update for today. Be safe out there.
Wow. Thank you, good doctor. I guess you guys are quite surprised.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I was surprised by the news report.
The news update? Yeah.
Right, from so this is part two.
We got another report coming to you.
Yeah. Part two of the Canadian, their new law passing marijuana. And of course, the good doctor said, don't forget, they do have laws still regarding it. It's not like, woohoo, woohoo, we're lawless, doing it.
That's what they're saying. It's still illegal to drive under the influence of marijuana.
Right, and you're still driving intoxicated. And of course, if you have plans on coming on across, back across that border with marijuana, we will look forward to watching your story on Locked Up Abroad. Don't do it.
So what kind of issues do you think will arise due to this new law being passed?
I think maybe a spike in obesity.
Possibly. But I mean, how are you going to determine whether someone's driving under the influence of marijuana? It's not possible to like test for that. Like field sobriety test, maybe? I don't know, but...
You don't have to. Well, if they're anything like it is in the U.S., you know, it can be just from your physical attributes. The smell of it in the vehicle, your eyes being dilated, maybe slurred speech, just like with alcohol.
It could smell like it in the vehicle if you're just driving with it from place to place.
Yes. But just like with alcohol, you know, you don't necessarily have to be, they don't have to take your BAC levels in order to find you, you know, and hold you for being under the influence while driving. They can just go from these other cues without having it. So I'm sure
a lot of people are going to be getting screwed up the ass.
Well,
that's what I think. Comment down below what you think.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we should go to Canada and see.
Maybe we should.
Yeah. I've actually been like saying, oh man, the last couple of years, you know what? Me and one of my besties, because we normally travel a lot together. Between my besties and my travel cousin, we go some places and we love traveling international. So Canada, we're like, goodness, it's just right here.
Yeah.
I've never been to Canada.
We go to Toronto, cop some Canadian merch, hey?
And of course, I would like to see a moose.
She's never been to the zoo.
You know, it's different, right? You see an animals in a zoo versus like a moose. Like there.
Oh, shit. That moose is coming straight for me.
No. You know, they're cute.
I left my gun all the way in the United States whenever I was crossing the border.
You know, we're in Texas. Everybody has a gun here. So, just kidding. No, I'm not. Just kidding. No, right. I want to see Bullwinkle.
Bullwinkle.
Yeah, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I heard he lives in Canada.
Yeah. I think
he was signing signatures one day up there.
You know what? That would be awful to hit one. You think about the damage.
Hit a moose?
Yeah.
Think about the damage it do to your car.
Right. You think about how damaging it is to hit a deer. To hit a moose? They're like huge. They're huge.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. That's crazy.
You don't want to mess with a moose.
No. No, I didn't realize how big they were until I watch a lot of nature channels, stations. Yeah, I'm totally, total dork. And I was watching something, and, you know, it actually kind of, like, had a comparison to, like, a human on screen, like a normal-sized male. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
They weigh way more than that, though.
They're huge. They're tall. Yeah, of course. That's why that was the comparison.
They come through their life.
The man was standing there. That sounds like Chewbacca. I don't know. What are they? Moose. I don't know what they say. Moose. Moose.
That's their mating call.
I don't play that. I can't guess what it sounds like. I don't know. We're just going to say it. They sound like that and go with it.
That's it.
Our Canadian friends, please be sure.
I'm almost positive that was actually the recording of a moose.
To send us what a moose actually sounds like, because we don't know. We don't know, obviously.
Right.
Obviously. Okay, so now let's hear. Let's play a song. And then we'll hear from the good doctor again.
All right.
All right, next is
Kiwi the Hog Dog, Digging for the Money. Hey.
You know, some niggas grind. And some niggas hustle. Yeah. But me and my niggas, we dig.
I've been out here digging for that money. Yeah. And I've been out here digging for that money. Yeah. I've been out here digging for that money. Got dirt on my hands. And got dirt on my pants. Cause I've been out here digging for that money. And I've been out here digging for that money. I've been out here digging for that money. Got dirt on my hands, and got dirt on my pants.
Before I got established, I was savage. I wrap all my dope up in plastic. I go and hit the block and then stash it. Open the laws, walk over, then pass it. See, I'm out here in the midst of the masses. Only thing on my mind is trying to have shit. On the front line, but get it off the back end. Working magic to bring a couple racks in. See, I'm out here digging for all. Money coming like when digging a jar. Say what? Soon as she got a sniff of the dog, that's when she got her feelings involved.
That's up.
Got dirt on my hands and dirt on my jeans. What? I come from the gutter, got dirt in my jeans. Sat back in prison, was working for free. Now I'm back home, that ain't working for me. It's working for me, cause I figured the signs. Plenty of times I feel really defined. Sat back and asked God to give me a sign. Now I'm first in line for my city to shine. Give me some time, I come to get some. I can't just sit while my family's suffering. I can't just sit while my family's struggling. My kids can't say daddy had did it for nothing. I'm digging for that money. And I've been out here digging for that money. I've been out here digging for that money. Got dirt on my hands, and got dirt on my pants. I've been out here digging for that money. And I've been out here digging for that money. I've been out here digging for that money. Got dirt on my hands, and got dirt on my pants. Cause I've been out here digging for that money.
That's it.
And I've been out here digging for that money.
You know what I'm out here doing it for.
I've been out here digging for that money.
It's dirty out here, man.
Got dirt on my hands. Got dirt on my pants. I prepare for what I want, so I dig a ditch. Wait for blessings to rain, take a feel it quick. They wanna know what I do and who I do it with. I'm scared to get their hands dirty, so I do the shit. Y'all new to this, y'all giving up and feel defeated. Sweat dripping out my face, feeling overheated. I can structure amongst the soldiers, I know they need it.
When
you circle smile down, that's how you supposed to keep. I have to hustle, I grab the shovel. Massive hustle with bags, I hustle. Blank trips, y'all had a couple. I watch the ones that backstab and cutthroat. Thinking my movements, the shit is improving. Bitches are choosing, the shit is amusing. Put on for the town, now this is for Houston. I'm saying now, you don't know the dirt I've been through, man. Put on for the town now, this is for Houston. I'm clean now, you don't know the dirt I've been through, man.
No.
Dirt I've been through, man.
No.
I have to hustle, I grab the shovel.
Got
massive hustle with bags, I hustle. Blank trips, y'all had a couple. I watch the ones that backstab and cutthroat.
Watch.
Thinking my movements, the shit is improving.
Got
bitches
it.
Are choosing, the shit is amusing.
They choose.
Shit is amusing, shit is amusing. shit is amusing.
It is.
I have to hustle, I grab the shovel.
Got
massive hustle with bags, I hustle.
I've
been out here digging for that money. And I've been out here digging for that money. I've been out here digging for that money. Got dirt on my hands, and got dirt on my pants. Cause I've been out here digging for that money. And I've been out here digging for that money.
I've been out here digging for that money. Got dirt on my hands, and got dirt on my pants. Cause I've been out here digging for that money. Digging for that money.
You know, some niggas
start digging for that money,
looking for the money. But we gonna go find the money, then start digging.
Hello, friends. Our news update for today comes from Washington Post. The Justice Department investigates alleged abuse by the Catholic clergy in Philly. The U.S. Department, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Philadelphia, began issuing subpoenas, according to one person familiar with the matter. Church officials around the state confirmed having received subpoenas. The subpoenas seek years of internal records, including any evidence of church personnel taking children across state lines for the purpose of sexual abuse. Any evidence of personnel sending sexual material about children electronically, and any evidence that church officials reassigned suspected predators or used church resources to further or conceal such conduct. An investigation in August started after a report from a state grand jury that 300 Catholic priests in Pennsylvania had sexually abused children over seven decades and were protected by church leaders who covered it up. According to the report, 1,000 children were identified, but concluded there were probably thousands more. Priests were raping little boys and girls, and the men of God who were responsible for them not only did nothing, they hid it. For decades, the grand jury wrote in its report, "The report persuaded a lot of politicians that it's politically safe to investigate the church. 13 states are now investigating. The federal government is finally doing something. The church in Pennsylvania is predicted to fight." And that's your news update for now. Be safe out there.
Philadelphia's got some bad priests up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's like really nothing needed to be said because it's very obvious that priests have been doing this kind of crap for a long time.
Yes.
And I mean, it's not a surprise. It's just nice to see that someone's actually cracking down on it. And I mean, those churches, they're smart. They got lawyers, they got everything, and it's all tied in a knot. And so,
yeah, you're talking about a whole lot of money. Like, they have a whole lot of money. Getting off track. Okay, but anyways, please don't forget to go out or stay at home and pull up on your computer or your cell phone all the various outlets that the Cross King album is on. It is on iTunes. You can catch it on
Spotify. Go search it and find it and get that thing, and you're going to be listening to some good music.
Good music. Get it?
Got it. Good.
Yes.
Anyways.
We don't know.
Now, if you got a lot of bugs in your house and you need someone to fix it.
Oh, my.
You call up Metro Pest. What's the number for Metro Pest?
That is Metro Pest Company. Area code 281-440-8114. You can also look them up online. www.metropestcompany.com. That's in the Houston area and surrounding counties. Also, for coming down that pipeline, you'd be able to go to your Amazon store to see the products that they recommend on Amazon.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Hottest pest control company in the gang.
Yeah.
Straight up recommended by Cross King.
Hey, and he's totally biased. That's, is if you go to the website and look up the information and look at the About Us page, I'll know if you did, because you would comment back and say, oh, really? I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay.
I'm not
going to spoil it. Go check them out.
Check it out. If you have pest questions, there will be a contact form. You can shoot them an email for your pest control questions. You do not have to be in Houston or Texas to have your questions answered.
Right. And don't forget that if you're watching this on YouTube, you can also view it on www.blogtalkradio.com/righteous hustle. And if you're watching it on Righteous Hustle, then you could watch it on YouTube. Search the Love Radio episodes. Love Radio Houston. Okay, so next up, we got two songs. We got Malika featuring City Boy Streets. Bang, bands, bands. They be getting them bands. Bands on bands. Okay, then we got HKR3ZZ. The name of the song is B plus C.
B plus C.
You are watching a master at work.
2020 got all the beat.
It's city. Boy, straight. Bands on my wrist. Bands on my face. Bands on my bitch.
Back.
Out. Bands on my wrist. Bands on my case. Bands on my bitch, bands on bands. Oh, I got bands on bands. Even got bands in the whip. Bands on bands, bands on bands. Hey, I got bands on bands, bands on bands, bands on bands. Fuck, I might do the money then. Bands on my wrist, bands on my case. Bands on my bitch, bands on me. Hey, I got bands on bands. Even got bands in the whip. Bands on bands, bands on bands. Hey, I got bands on bands, bands on bands. Hey, bands on bands. Fuck, I might do the money then.
Ooh, I just blew a band on the road. I just blew a band since Dolby. Hey, racked up nigga, you don't know me. Hey, born like the old school Kobe. Oh, I just caught a whip, need another. Hey, might fuck it up, no rubber. Hey, y'all niggas saying on me. Hey, I'm smoking on pack, need another. Whoa, 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 whoa. Diamonds in on me, they free. Hey, we sell a work by the P. Hey, so that shit like Mickey D. Hey, right wrist, she on froze. Hey, get your left wrist, she on froze. Hey, everything it on go. Hey, hit the shotty with me, gotta blow. Bow.
Hands on my wrist. Bands on my case, ayy. Bands on my bitch, bands on bands. Boy, I got bands on bands. Even got bands in the whip. Bands on bands, bands on bands. Ayy, I got bands on bands, bands on bands, bands on bands. Fuck, I might do the money then. Bands on my wrist, bands on my case, ayy. Bands on my bitch, bands on me. Ayy, I got bands on bands. Even got bands in the whip. Bands on bands, bands on bands. Ayy, I got bands on bands, bands on bands. Ayy, bands on bands. Fuck, I might do the money dance.
Yeah, money flip like dyslexic. Bitch, no, I'm just a wreck. Niggas see, they wanna flex it. Big bands on the wrecking. Money dance, pussy popping. If he paying, then I'm bopping. Got the band, steady flopping. Why you hoes steady swapping? Times is money by the rollie. Fake niggas, they don't know me. Plugged in with your homie. I'm your plug plus OG. Fake bitches, I confront those. Need a pack, I confront those. Trap jumping like a jump rope. A lot of drugs and a gun smoke, bitch.
Bands on my wrist, bands on my case. Ay, bands on my bitch, bands on bands. Boy, I got bands on bands. Even got bands in the whip. Bands on bands, bands on bands. Ay, I got bands on bands, bands on bands. Ay, bands on bands, fuck, I might do the money then. Bands on my wrist, bands on my case. Bands on my bitch, bands on me. Ay, I got bands on bands, even got bands in the whip. Bands on bands, bands on bands. Ay, I got bands on bands, bands on bands. Ay, bands on bands, fuck, I might do the money then.
Ain't no one trying to hide. You kept it real from the start. To me, you never lied. Hell ain't got nothing on the
thought you never lied. Tell me, did I make you cry? All those tears you must have dried. Dealing with my swollen pride. Did you wrong? Not forgetting rest first. You come second, your heart. I'm wrecking. Still don't want me just checking. I don't like to wait this long. Till sometime with this song. Think it's time to hit the bone. Never seen you in a dome. Wait a minute, calm down. Girl, you know I like the clown. In depression, I just drown. Till you choose to come around. You the only girl I trust. Your sweet words is like a curse. Every day the pain get worse. Whether doctor call a nurse, are you still my bumblebee? Only you can humble me. Still want you if you can't see. Sometimes it's like I'm half machine. I miss how you call my name. No one loves me quite the same. How we ended, I take blame. Sacrifices for the fame. Damn, we never used the glove. Another joke that you should love. Spending my days doing drugs. I miss you, lovely Virgo dove.
I ain't got nothing on the page. I always feel inside. Voices up in my brain saying they don't want me alive. I see the love in your heart. Ain't no point trying to hide. You kept it real from the start. To me, you never lied. I ain't got nothing on the pain that I always feel inside. Voices up in my brain saying they don't want me alive. I see the love in your heart. Ain't no point trying to hide. You kept it real from the start. To me, you never lied.
Tune in next time. It is, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Bye.
Look, he wants to go to the Renaissance Fair right now.
Yeah.
He just want to eat some turkey legs. Right. Yeah.
Mm.
And let's leave off on...
Feeling really good.
Feeling really good.
Feeling really good. Feeling really good.
Thanks. Love Radio.
Houston.
Yeah, we're feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we're feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we're feeling really good,
legs in the breeze, and I'm chilling, do it really rude, bitches all on me, they ain't feeling you, still in cute, sitting on my knee. Yeah, I feel you, boo. But is it really true? I don't give a fuck cause I'm a play. And I kill the tunes. Rockers wanna say it understated by some other news. Other truths hating. I've been waiting with the mother dudes.
Yeah, we're feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chillin' in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we're feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chillin' in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we're feeling really good.
Again with the mass and plan, damn, the disasters can't stand what is happening lately, and I'm a fan of the chapters in pain. And the plans not to let the chapter into what is happening lately. Pay me, bitch, don't erase me, save me. Keep hating, bitch, I don't play these lame things. Just saying. Yeah, I'm just saying. So debate me, chase me, you can Casey. Stay deep, I stay fleet. Motherfucking pasty, sway peace. I'm wasty, fake me. Man, y'all some flaky KBs, but that's okay, I'm still feeling mine. Still in line, really trying to kill the time. Then them bills will rhyme, build it high to the ceiling, cry. Drill it, pill it, pop, build it, still a drug. Will it, I will it till I die.
Feeling really good, feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood, cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good. Feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could, feeling like some villains when we chillin' in the hood. Cause the good, I don't give a fuck, it's man, we feelin' really good. Feelin' really silly, Billy, build me with the millie. I'ma be a billionaire, so shit, I get no really. Kill me if you want, I mean goddamn filthy rich. So is your guilt too bad? Look who's bad, and you had to do that. Like rude attitude, sad that you had to choose bad that you have and to have what you have and true that we're too bad. These new paths that you passing through passes to grab a new attitude. Grab it, dude, have what you have and to have it. Choose crap it, who dad and groups asking you. Grab it, move past the move stack. Don't lose passion, move stacks. Don't lose fashion, move facts. Improve platinum through plaques. It's cool tack them two snacks that you spat. It's an actual matter of a factual pact. And I don't chatter just for tactical and factual.
Yeah, we're feeling really good. Feeling like you should. Feeling like you never will. Feeling like you could. Feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood. Cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good. Feeling like you should, feeling like you never will, feeling like you could. Feeling like some villains when we chilling in the hood. Cause the good, I don't give a fuck, cause man, we feeling really good.
Yeah, we feeling really good. Feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Yeah, we feeling really good. Feeling really good. Feeling really good.